Hey,
are
man.
Gonna, are we going to get sued for that?
No, man. I think it's just stock music, man.
Cool.
Yeah, if we got sued, what are they going to get from us? We ain't got nothing to give.
That's true.
I guess I can make them skateboards till the day I die.
Give them some stickers.
Give them some stickers. So, dude, you're looking pretty good for all the stuff you got going on, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know it's kind of been kind of rough lately.
You know,
I mean,
we're getting through it.
You got the Cadillac dings, or the Crown Vic dings.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I had a 1997 Crown Victoria that I acquired after my grandmother passed, and it had little scrapes and scratches from one end to the other and all around. We call those granny dings.
Granny dings. So we're kind of like, what's the equivalent of grandfather? Is that pawpaw or is that peepaw? Some people say peepaw, which I think is kind of gross sounding. But,
mine was papaw.
Papaw, because I did pawpaw.
Mama and papaw.
I got you. So you would have papaw dings.
I have papaw dings.
Because you're an old man, and you fall everywhere we go. I mean skateboarding, not
right,
necessarily
walking, not walking around,
not just walking around. So.
You know, that's funny. I bet if you asked anyone that we skated with this past weekend who fell. I took the first hard fall,
second run on
Saturday, and I wasn't wearing my elbow pad.
Yeah,
which is something we'll discuss.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk
later.
About that later because you know how much I like to give you shit about that.
I know, and it's true because it's one of those things where I should have learned it
years ago,
within the past 35 years,
yeah,
and it's still very important today, and I understand that, and I know that, but I just can't seem to line up putting on the pads with the fall, you know.
You just got to do that early, you know.
Exactly. You just got to sit down, stretch, maybe do a quick yoga routine, 5 minutes, and put your pads on, and then go warm up.
Right.
So I broke my wrist warming up at Wells Branch, but I had all my pads on. Didn't fall anywhere where there were any pads.
Right, where you needed pads.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll unpack all that a little bit later. So, hey, everybody, thanks for joining us today. This is Dropping in Texas. I'm your host, Hondo Hank. And, of course, my partner is Mr. Chase Tejas. Chase.
Hosts with the mosts.
Yeah, it's,
no, it doesn't work.
Doesn't
it?
Work that way. That
crickets.
Sounds, yeah, I can't reach it because I'm holding the dog.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, man. Wait, welcome to
one?
Dropping in. That's right. It is.
Yeah, there it was.
That's it.
Sorry, I was a little late with that one. All right.
That's my. That's the one I get the most. Yeah. It seems like.
So welcome to the seventh episode.
Episode 007, dude.
Of Dropping in Texas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know, we had a little bit of a conversation there up front. You know, about pads, no pads. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but we want to talk about our sponsors, man. We want to give a big shout out to a lot of folks that are really interested in what we're doing, and we think it's pretty awesome that they're interested in what we're doing, because you know, we thought we were just going to do this couple of guys sitting around with microphones having fun talking all kinds of skateboarding junk, and you know, we've got people interested in what we're doing, and we want to thank them. I mean, just
on a super personal level.
Yeah.
Because on an intimate level right here today, tonight.
And we know most all of these people that have provided sponsorship for us.
We do. Yeah. And the newest one, Houston Skateboards, Dan McFarland in Houston.
Out of Houston,
is doing a pretty cool thing, man. And it's kind of, it's special to me, I guess. Just like Cockfight, just like what Neiman's doing with Cockfight and all the Texas guys that have these companies. It's cool because I'm from Houston.
Right.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
And there are so many different companies out of Houston, you know?
Yeah.
And we happen to have three of them as sponsors on the podcast,
which is pretty darn cool.
Super awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank Gardner at Texican just kind of jumped on, and we're super stoked about that because he's an artist.
Yeah,
he's
an artist that makes skateboards.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a long conversation with him the other night about screen printing on boards, you know, because of the curved surface of the concave of the board, it's a challenge. Yeah. And so he and I had a we were bouncing some stuff off each other. And what was really cool about it is all the challenges that I've faced and all the solutions that I've come up with is what Frank had come up with as well. So it was very reassuring to know that I wasn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or stupid.
Although sometimes you seem super crazy when we're driving.
I'm very crazy when we're driving. I'm so type A when we're driving. But dude, it all comes out as comedy.
It's funny. It cracks me up.
We should just record that as a podcast.
Dude, the very first attempt at doing a podcast, I had a little Tascam hand recorder. And me and my buddy Taylor did about 2 hours on a road trip. And we couldn't figure out how to get it to playback or hear it or anything. It was terrible. It was the worst thing. I sold it.
Did you read the instructions?
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay.
It just didn't. It just wasn't doing what it was designed to do. And in that particular case, it's probably operator error. As in, most times I skateboard.
Right.
Yeah, I have a
paw
dance. My elbow hurts. Actually, when I went into my appointment today.
Appointment for what?
Oh, shit. I have some cancer-related treatments coming up here in the near future.
Well, let's be clear. You're cancer-free. This is I'm all cancer-free, preventative.
Actually. Yeah. This is here's the deep inside of Chase Texas episode.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I had a CT scan a week ago, and doctor called yesterday or a Friday afternoon because he wasn't in the office. He left a message saying everything's good. The lymph nodes that were still swollen last February, were back to normal size now. So everything's good, but I do have to have a bone marrow transplant, stem cell transplant, in January, February. So I'll be out for about 6 weeks, untouchable.
Right,
unreachable.
Well, we'll keep a light on for you, man.
Hold the fort down. Keep the damn raccoon out of the trash. Yeah.
Put rocks on the trash cans. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So,
I'll come by your place and start your truck once a day for you.
Somebody's gonna have to.
Yeah.
So I went in today, and the first thing I did was ask the nice lady if she had a Band-Aid because my fresh wound from Saturday on the elbow. Because I wasn't wearing the elbow pad, was leaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she patched it up after rubbing some freaking alcohol on it.
Ooh.
And that hurt like hell, man. Yeah, and I've had a lot of needles. I've had a lot of injuries. I had surgery this year on a wrist.
Nothing hurts like that.
Nothing feels shitty like rubbing alcohol on an open wound.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had two fillings removed today and covered and, patched back up. And
metal fillings?
Yeah, my old silver fillings. Yeah, so I asked them if they could put like a mood tooth in, but they said they didn't know how to do that. So
you try to get some bling up in your grill.
Dude, I would love a mood tooth. Think about that, man. You smile, and one day it's black, and you smile another day, and it's like red.
Is that a real thing, dude?
No, it's not. I want one though. I want it to be a real thing. Could you imagine that?
Write something.
Mood tooth.
Copyright.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get a mood tooth, please? You can always tell if I'm happy. If people say smile more, you'd be like, see, this is why I don't, because you got a black tooth because you're in a bad mood.
Bite me with your mood tooth.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would never bite you ever. So
no, not me. Don't bite me.
I got you. So let's, we got Dan McFarlane over there at Houston Skateboards coming on board.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Neiman over at Cockfight.
That's right.
Man, those are some great skateboards. I love those boards.
Yeah, man. Some people say, well, I wouldn't ride a product that I didn't use or I didn't like, or whatever. But to be able to have these guys supporting us the way we're doing and sending us T-shirts and stuff like that, man, I like all of it,
Well, I mean, I have an old Cockfight board it's still in cellophane. It's an old Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
You still got the wrap? Yeah, that's awesome. Still in the wrap, man.
It's this awesome blue. It's kind of like a color of your cup there, like a turquoise blue stain.
Seafoamish.
Yeah, seafoamish. It's beautiful. Yeah. So, this is the Houston gang, basically, right? So we've got Houston, we got Cockfight, we got Frank Gardner over there at Texican.
Mm-hmm. And we can shout out to Lee Leal and Todd Prince at Embassy.
Yeah, over at Embassy. Yeah,
and Ned.
Well, the thing is, man, there's just a lively scene going over there in that town.
It's a big town, man.
And it's a big town. I mean, Austin is, it's not a big town. Our scene, we have a really cool community, but we don't have a scene of builders and, indoor skate parks or anything like that, man. Right. We need to get some industrialists in the son of a bitch, man. Because we can't do it all.
No, we can't do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's we have a really rad scene, and evident of Saturday was right. evident of that.
So, and just real quick, we've mentioned Saturday twice, man. So my birthday was last week. It was Wednesday, November the 13th, and Chase, he behind my back without me knowing.
I was worried you're gonna
son of a gun
hit me in the nuts.
No, I would never do that to you, man. He put together a little session over at the famous Bamboo Ramp here in Austin. It's a little tiny mini ramp, man. It's awesome though. And Howard and Tracy, the owners of the ramp, their backyard, they opened up their backyard and the ramp, and we had probably about 13 people over there, 14 people
somewhere in there, rotating in and out,
and we had a
crew, I guess.
Yeah, we had a rad little session.
It was nice.
I had a blast. They sang me happy birthday, embarrassed the shit out
sure
of me,
did.
Man.
Damn
it was,
right.
It was awesome. So to everybody was out that was at the Bamboo session for my birthday, man. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
You made it real special, man. You know, I'm real weird about my birthday, and I'm pretty much like I get real reclusive around that time, mm-hmm. and don't really do much. But mm-hmm.
Well, we weren't gonna let that.
Yeah,
happen.
These motherfuckers got me out and made it a good time.
You know, and let me
love
let
you
me,
all, man. Let,
yes, for sure. And yeah, thanks Howard and Tracy.
Yeah. Big thanks to Howard Tracy.
So, you know, some people who've never experienced the possibility of having to think about their own mortality, they bitch about their birthdays. Oh, shit, I'm 48 this year, man. You know what? I love being 47, and I can't right. wait to be 48,
right.
and I can't wait to be 49 and 50 because I'm fucking alive.
Right. Oh, no, I'm not upset about getting older.
I know that you feel that way, too, but birthdays are weird.
I just don't like people doting on me.
Yeah.
I don't like people doing anything for me. I've been taking care of myself since I could, you know, put toys in my toy box, you know.
That
and that's
a,
not a metaphor. Yeah, that's a real
kind of
thing,
a,
dude.
Okay.
That's a real thing. Is a handmade toy box, and I take all my toys out of my toy box, and like I'd get in there and sing. It's kind of weird.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a little vulnerable moment here with Hondo.
Well, I think we're going to have a theme song that pretty soon that's composed by the two of us.
Yeah, man.
One way or the other. Yeah, we're putting some stuff together. We're trying to work that out.
Maybe we can find a toy box I can record the lyrics in it, if there are any.
Dude, I'll build you one.
That's rad.
That's not a problem.
Right. So, want to thanks to all of our sponsors from Houston, man, one more time. Houston mm-hmm. Skateboards.
Yep.
Cockfight. Frank Gardner over there at Texican. And then what else we got? Who else we need to give a shout out to?
Well, I'd like to talk about Nostalgic Rags.
Okay.
Good friend of mine, many, many years, lost somebody very special to him last year, and has really kind of been going through an interesting year of discovery and new things to come and stuff. And he's got this company, and they make a clothing line. They make hats, stickers, T-shirts, I think some patches, you know, just some general swag that supports local musicians,
yeah,
local Texas musicians, and the venues that support those musicians.
Right on.
So they do, he does some Mean Eyed Cat shirts, and we've got a couple of those, and
right.
we'll take a photo of those, and we'll let you know where to pick them up.
Yeah, they also have a really cool Austin shirt with the font and the old hooker headers.
Right.
So, man, you know, something about skateboarding, there's some things that are synonymous, skateboarding and cars. Or
I know where you're
them,
going
man.
With this. I like it.
And in this Austin logo that he has, it's the old hooker headers logo. If you've never seen the old hooker headers logo, man, just go look it up. It's awesome, man. That shirt is rad.
And what a cool name.
Yeah. Yeah. Hooker headers. Right. Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the race yesterday. We were talking about one of the guys, one of the NASCAR guys, used to skate a lot, right?
Yeah, man, Kevin Harvick. As a matter of fact, he was sponsored by San Diego Trucks, and I don't know if it was this year, or race this year, or last year. I grew up racing cars and go karts and skateboarding, and man, that skateboarding
kinda
racing
all goes together, doesn't it?
Man, it's just two of my favorite things in the world. And but I can't remember if it was a race this year or last year. But Steve Caballero was his VIP guest at one of the races out in California, and it was on TV. He was getting out of his car, and on the back of his helmet was a Bowens Brigade sticker.
That's rad.
So it's pretty cool, man, that skateboarding's got roots, man.
Yeah,
it goes deep.
It
so,
does. And,
you know,
and we've got a pretty insane history of modern skateboarding at this point. We're about 30 years into modern skateboarding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There was
we're a long way away from the banana boards and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
although these young kids these days, they want to break out a banana board on a half pipe and, do all the same tricks they do on a regular board. It's ridiculous because the half the time the wheels are so close together, the trucks are so
they're just rolling coping. They're not even grinding.
The trucks don't touch the coping. Yeah. It's so weird, but it's cool. I mean, you will not find me anywhere doing that.
Oh no, I'm already hurt enough as it is. And
yeah, exactly. Well, how many injuries do you have right now?
How many currently, man? Both shoulders, right elbow, left wrist, left knee, both hips. I mean, they're not all injured, but they're always all hurting.
They're grandpa dings.
Right. But I, man, you know, there's kind of a badge of honor that goes along with that. Look, you just dinged your elbow, your bad elbow.
I can't. Well, yeah.
There's a little bit of a badge of honor that goes along with that, man. I fucking earned this shit.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah,
man. And what happened to your knee? Oh man. I was learning inverts in 1984, five or six or whenever it was, and I hit my knee on the coping.
Never been the same since.
Right? What's wrong with your shoulders? Oh man, I saved a kid's life at the skate park by not running over him.
Too many push-ups.
Yes. yeah, too many push-ups.
Yeah. Speaking of, man, I remember, and I witnessed a similar situation. Although the impact was dead center bike and skateboarder, big guy. Young kid on a bike. The bike was tweaked and dude's leg was tweaked. And that was our friend, Robbie Martinez.
Out of San Antonio.
Yeah, I think he actually lives down in Kingsville.
Oh, yeah, Robbie lives in Kingsville. Yeah. Right. His brother lives in David. San Antonio, David. Yeah,
yeah, just met those guys, skated with them at Taylor yesterday. Awesome. It was a great day. It was a good time. Which, you know, we can segue right into our other sponsor, Buzz Bomb Skates. Brett Johnston and Rob Torres. Our buddies. They were there yesterday doing tricks. We were filming, got some pretty good footage. I pulled a couple of tricks and then stopped.
You started filming.
I didn't get hurt yesterday.
Yeah, you know
why? I didn't fall.
Because you were probably already hurt a little bit, and you were like, man, I think I'm done.
I was hungover.
That's what it was.
Remember, we went out and celebrated Saturday night.
Yeah, but we didn't celebrate. We weren't celebrating my birthday. We were celebrating our friend's.
I was.
Oh, you were celebrating mine?
In my own head, I was celebrating your birthday. But it was fun. We had a good time.
Such a sweet, sweet man. So, but yeah, so good times. Rob Torres, man. I want a big shout out to Rob Torres over at Buzz Bomb, man. Yeah, so Rob is an amazing artist.
Yeah.
An amazing artist. He can paint, he can draw, he can do whatever. And he does all their graphics. Mm-hmm. And so he had texted me before the session on Saturday at Howard and Tracy's over at the Bamboo Ramp. He texted me. He's like, hey, man, who are some of your favorite skaters? And I was like, oh, man, you know.
Chase Texas.
Jeremy Clark.
Jeremy Clark.
Yeah, man. Spermy Germs.
Spermy.
But I was like, yeah, man, you know, Phillips, Losey, mm-hmm. you know, Monty Nolder, these dudes who just rode, who skated big.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they did. They were. Some of them were big dudes.
Yeah.
Phillips was a tall dude. Johnson was big.
Losey was not a small guy.
No.
I mean, comparatively to a lot of the dudes out there at the time.
Yeah, he was like kind of like a bulldog.
Yeah, he was
a bigger dude. A muscular guy.
Yeah, but he, but Rob hand painted, I don't know if it was watercolor or watermarker or whatnot.
Black ink.
But it's Phillips doing a layback air at Del Mar.
Is it a layback air or is he doing the Phillips 66?
Well, he's in the position of where it looks like a layback air,
okay.
But he's probably coming back in off the 66.
Yeah, it's rad. We'll take a picture of it if you're cool with that, and we'll shout out to
Yeah,
Rob
no, I'm
on
gonna,
the,
I'm gonna, I'm definitely gonna take a picture. But man, this is one of the coolest things I've ever received as a birthday gift. Man, it's really cool. So big shout out to Rob over there at Buzz Bomb. Big shout out to Brett ripping on Saturday at the Bamboo Ramp. Well, he rips everywhere he goes.
He pretty much does, man. Yeah. And he'll pull anything that he wants to pull. It's just a matter of how many times
he wants to try and how much time he wants to put in it. So, but let's give a shout out to Mo over there at Moth, man.
Absolutely, man. And he's an older friend of yours. I just met him this last year. Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah, Mo is one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet,
sweet
man.
Dude.
Just real laid back, easy going. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that dude upset, angry. You know, if anything, he's always just kind of like, hey, man, I'm in. Let's go. Let's ride. That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
everything's cool. Yeah. And he's got a really great little thing going with his apparel company, and he's got some Flow Riders, not to be confused with that guy from the podcast last week that's from Florida. He's a rapper.
Yeah, that dude. I don't know. But, I've never heard any of the songs, man.
Oh, God. But
they don't call them songs anymore, do they?
I don't
Rhymes?
Know.
Is that what it'd be
compositions?
Called?
Compositions. I don't know.
Whatever. He's not a composer.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, check that. Check out Moth, Method of Thrashing Hard, on Instagram, at Method of Thrashing Hard. And buy some shirts. They're very affordable.
They're cool, and they're cool, man.
They're very cool. They're very cool stuff. We've got a couple of them coming. When we get them, we'll throw some pictures up and always kind of promote our guys on our social media pages.
Absolutely. And then since we mentioned Spermie, and so that, you know, we can't talk about spermie germs without talking about Harley Till.
That's
and
right.
We can't talk about Harley Till without talking about Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to episode 6, it was a really cool story about how Clubhouse started.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's cool to hear young guys tell their story, because to us, it's like, oh, their story began 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Ours began 35, something, you know. So it's really interesting. I've forgotten a lot of shit since then.
Forgotten a lot of shit since last week, bro.
Breakfast. Chris Christopherson would say, I can't remember what I had for breakfast. You know? Also, Voluptuous Skateboards. And that's Mr. Hondo Hank, co-host of the Droppin' in Texas podcast.
If you want something custom, like super custom.
If you want an unbreakable skateboard that will fly your ass around,
I wouldn't say that.
In a bowl. Well,
sure,
you could,
I'm
you
sure
could
somebody
it.
Can break one.
You could run over it. But you're not going to break it doing a front side. Now, maybe Chris Russell doing those disasters possibly could break it. But I don't see anybody around here other than Bryce when he's trying to break it, break one of your boards. It's just, I have, dude, look. I dropped in for the first time on Isaac's ramps, 10 feet high.
It's 11, I do believe.
No, it's 10.
Sure.
Yes.
It's got 9.5-foot transitions.
I think it's 9.
It's not. I thought there were 9.5.
I think it's 9.
Somebody correct us after they listen
to
this.
Yeah, for sure, because I know I've corrected myself on this before. I just can't remember. But I think because I originally thought the ramp was 9 feet with a foot of vert, but and Isaac said, no, it's 10. But that was a year ago, and I'm old. So anyway, I took the board, the first board that you gave me last year at Christmas time, and went over to Isaac's, and I dropped in on the ramp. And when I got to the other side, I cooped so hard.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't skated a vert ramp in like 25 years, right? I got to the other side, board shot about, I don't know, 20 feet up in the air. I fell kind of backwards, rolled down the ramp, and the board came straight down in the flat bottom on the tail and took a like two layer chunk out of it.
Nice big chip.
Uh-huh. And we glued it back together and put a clamp
did
on it.
Did a little,
and you can't even tell.
It did a little dental work.
Yeah, dental work.
Little
dental deck work. But, dude, the boards are rad. So
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Yeah, and so, you know.
And there's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah, there's, you know, here in Austin specifically, right? And we got one out in Canada, as a matter of fact.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, see? Yeah, do it. Yeah, man, go for it. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And then, you know, I got some new stuff coming out. I want to thank Chase for posting a lot of social media stuff, because I'm really bad at that, man. But got some really cool top graphics. You know, one of the things about Voluptuous Skateboards is skate big, you know. Not necessarily just a big skateboard, right? But, you know, skate as best you can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about skateboarding, man. It defines your limits, and you find out how far you can go yourself.
Uh-huh. Before you fall and bust
your
body
get dinged.
To pieces.
Yeah.
But that's all.
I will
part
say
of
though,
fun.
It's pretty impressive to be able to fall as hard as we've fallen
and
still be good.
Alive.
I mean, yeah, well, not a. Not, I mean, I don't think we're gonna die, but
well, you never know.
You never. Well, it's true. Yeah, it could like you
that's
know.
That's why we wear our helmets.
That's why
right?
we wear. Well, that's why I wear my helmet everywhere
okay. yeah,
I
right.
go. Everywhere I go.
I saw you driving down Mopac
dude,
the
totally.
Other day with your helmet
totally,
on. It was awesome.
Man.
I was
yeah.
like, dude, that's Hondo.
Yeah, man. I mean, in this town, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
people don't know how to.
Yeah, you're
people
right.
People don't know how to
that.
Stop at 4-way stop signs. They don't know how to stop at 2-way stop signs. They don't know how to use their bright lights.
Mm.
Oh my God!
That's yeah.
Man, that's a different.
Whole,
that's
a whole
podcast.
Case, man,
that's a whole podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, appreciate it, man. So if you want a custom board of any kind, I'll do whatever shape you want. It just takes me a little while to do it because they stay in the press for 24 hours, no matter what. And then I let him, and then I let him, and then I let him drive fully for another week. So it, you got a minimum of a week and a day.
Yeah, and I've actually gone through the whole process with you. I think with my last board. So we put it in the press. I got to torque it up.
Yeah, that was when both of us it was kind of out of necessity because we both had bad shoulders and wrists. And so I couldn't. I use screw jacks. I don't use anything pneumatic, right?
Right.
So, in order to put all the muscle on these screw jacks, you know, it took two hands from two different dudes. We should have put up a camera and filmed that because it was funny.
Yeah, we could have used a foot too, probably in there somewhere. But I think we got it. The board came out awesome.
Yeah, man, I wrote it, man. I like it. I'm gonna have to make myself one exactly like it.
And I think, and you're gonna say I told you so, maybe, but I think I'm gonna have to go back for your boards and put 66s back on.
I ride 55s.
I think
I got a set of 66s. If you want to try it,
I think I might.
Yeah, we're talking Ace trucks, the only trucks that turn.
The only trucks that turn. I had the discussion with Johnston yesterday about Indy and Ace, and it was a polite, fun,
discussion. Well, he's an indie guy. Yeah,
but he's a smaller guy,
right?
You can't
tell which way he rides either.
No, you
can't. When he skates, this is the cool thing about Brett. When he skates, I don't know if he's regular or goofy.
His feet never change position,
right. And I know he rides goofy, but I can't tell when he's skating. I know that his stance is goofy.
Right. Yeah. He does. Yeah. Yep. It's true.
Fucking bastard. I love you.
Yeah. Hate that guy. Love that guy.
He's so good. Man.
He's so
it's
good.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's, and he's it's cool. Insane. He's very cool.
He's very accomplished as well in his personal life and endeavors.
We're gonna definitely have to get him on the show. Mm-hmm. Him and Rob Torres from BuzzBomb. We could talk about what they're doing. Yep. And then last but not least, man, big shout out to Surf House.
Did we get everybody? Oh.
Did we get everybody? Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Surf House, that's our kind of longstanding first sponsor, and that's Lloyd and Carroll in Oak Forest in Houston near the Easy 7. And they have been in operation since 1967. Many amazing stories with that whole scene in Houston. That's another thing is like I have to call Houston my home because that's where I found skateboarding. That's where I found myself. That's where I started playing music with my friends. Houston's always home, but I'll never live there again, dude.
Well, I could say, you know, I mean, growing up in Corpus, I could say, man, I love that town. And I will say, growing up in that town at that time, you could never do that again, right? I mean, we could not. I mean, if we were to try to do that now, we'd be dead jail or something wrong with us. Well, there's something wrong with us.
There's too many cameras now on our phones and whatnot. Everybody's always recording. And not that we did anything terribly illegal or harmful to others, but definitely probably harmful to ourselves and put our friends in danger as well from time to time doing stupid shit.
Well, there's no video record of it.
Yeah. Right? I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Let's go ahead and talk about this too, because, December,
I'm going to let you take that one.
All right. Yeah. Cause
you've got an upcoming.
Yeah, man. December 13th, man, I'm going to head over to Royal Tiger Tattoo. It's a Friday. And, since my birthday's on the 13th too, you know, how about that? Not that 13th, but just a 13 in general.
That's what's cool.
Yeah. And then next year, my birthday's on a Friday. So
we'll get tattoos then too.
We'll get tattoos then too. But man, if you need any tattoos, man, if you need any kind of work, go over to Royal Tiger. Ben Fielder and his entire crew, man, they do quality work.
If you've run out of tattoos at home and need to pick up a couple more, you can run over to Royal Tiger Tattoo on Congress Avenue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we should take the rig over there when you get tattooed. And,
it's not a bad idea.
And see if he wants to sit in for a little while. Yeah. Or we could possibly have one of our buddies come down and promote the shop and do a little podcast.
Yeah, and speaking of shops.
Oh, my God.
Specialty badass shops in Austin, Texas.
Core.
To the culture,
core
to the core is Apparition Skate Shop over there on for all you Austinites, Guadalupe. And for all you people from South Texas and anywhere else, Guadalupe. It's named after a fucking river.
Guadalupe
y'all.
Is not a word.
It's not a word. But for all those white people who don't know how to fucking say it right. So love all you white people.
Yeah, sure. Love everyone. but it ain't Guadalupe.
Yeah. Señor Droopy from Guadalupe. I don't know if you remember that cartoon, but it was awesome. Droopy? When he got to kiss the señorita for fighting the bull.
I'm Droopy.
Yeah, that one?
That one, yeah.
You remember Speedy Gonzalez?
Of course I remember Speedy. Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I'm Slowpoke. I've always wanted, if I can speak Spanish, I want to speak it so slow. I want to be Slowpoke Rodriguez at one point.
Next Halloween.
There you go, man. Yeah,
I could speedy. Do that. I'll be Speedy. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
That's cool. All right. He wore a red sash.
Yeah, he did. A little white outfit with a sombrero and a red.
Yeah, it's a peasant. It's a peasant outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. I think that does it with the sponsors.
Right
man.
On, man. So let's talk about the podcast so far, man. Let's do a little recap if we've got all the sponsors in.
We do, man. It's it really took off. You know, the idea was born a long time ago. We talked about it last year.
Yeah.
And it just kind of drug on. I broke my arm. There were some things. And when we started doing it from the second episode, the interest and the support was huge.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, I love it. It's hilarious. You guys are doing a great thing. And so, you know, my goal in all this is to just continue to spread that. And, you know, we put a little bit of money into this. I had some equipment. Some new equipment was acquired.
Yep.
And thank you for that. It's a rad thing.
Yeah. Well, we want to be mobile, and this is going to allow us to do that.
Yeah, and it's also updated.
Yeah.
My interface was a little bit older, and obviously my computer was jacking around, and so it's just not.
Love your computer was jacking off.
It was jacking off, pissing me off. So. We've got a little momentum right now. We got a lot of support. I think it's, I feel like it's been a successful start.
Yeah.
We're not even in 10 episodes, and we've got people, you know, buddies going, hey, man, anytime you want to talk about slalom.
Yeah.
Lou Statman and
Kenny Harrison
will be happy to sit in and talk. And I want to do that.
I'd love to do that. I, you know, it's funny that you bring up, it's not funny, but it's, you know, it's good that you bring up slalom skateboarding, because I remember watching slalom when I was a kid and I'm like, that doesn't look like any fun.
Were they barefoot?
No, they were just, you know, in and out of cones. Right. So I was like, that doesn't look like fun. Right. And then, so let's fast forward 30 years, 35 years. And Lou Statman, by the way, is a world champion slalom skateboarder.
Did you see the clip he put out on Instagram?
I saw it
today, dude. What the hell?
Yeah,
it's like watching a sand snake haul ass across a flat desert.
Yeah.
It's insane.
He's going so fast. So he convinced me one day. He's like, "Hey man, come skate some slalom with us." And I was like, "All right." And I went down the hill one time, and I was like, "Holy shit, this is fun."
And it's real.
And it's here's the thing. We were in a church parking lot, right? And I get done with my run, and I look down at my deck, right? And there's rocks on the top of the on top of it, because the wheels are so big, right? You're gonna roll over pretty. I mean, unless it's a big giant, you know,
right?
Dirt clod, or whatever. Yeah. You're gonna roll, no problem, right? But dude, I look down and they're vibrating on the top of the board, and you're going fast. I mean, you know, like I think maybe I went probably, you know, 20 miles an hour for my first try.
Are you kidding me?
No, dude, I was hauling ass, and I was really scared. I was really scared. And here's the thing: do not, under any circumstance, when you're doing slalom skateboarding or any kind of downhill skateboarding, don't jump off your board.
Well, you can't run that fast.
That's number one, right? Don't do it. If you're going to do anything, just squat down and hold on.
Squat and roll.
Squat and roll, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's some cool stuff, man. So I'd like to get Lou on, who could talk about, you know, because some of the technology that goes into that, I mean, like...
The boards.
Not only that, but the trucks, man, like a set of trucks for that stuff, that's all variable geometry. You can change the pitch, and you can change... pretty much the entire thing about the truck. It's anything that you can set up on a truck, you can do it on these things. And they're like $400.
Are you serious?
They're expensive.
Well, yeah. This is another whole side of skateboard technology
right.
that I'm not very familiar with. And so obviously us wanting to support all aspects of skateboarding, except gliding and turning. No offense to any of you who are still into gliding and turning, but, it's cool because I get to learn about it, and I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that they're open to have anybody who wants to come and try it, come and hang out on Sunday yeah. afternoon.
Where, and I would suggest
wherever they're
doing yeah. it. You and know? I would suggest that you bring every pad that you have. Wear jeans.
Bring your football helmet with yeah. the face mask.
And a mouth guard.
Pants. Yeah. Long-sleeve shirt. That's just me yeah. going, if I go down doing that, you're going fast on flat ground. You're going to roll. You're going to slide.
Yeah, you're
going
to slide.
You're going to lose some skin.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, in the professional world, you see these dudes that get in, like, full motorcycle leathers.
Oh, the leathers.
Yeah.
Those so, luge guys.
Yeah. It's ridiculous how fast they're going.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, man, we'll get Lou and Kenny on. We can talk. We can definitely talk about that. And then, you know, so our first podcast was effectively me and you just talking about the who, what, where, why, when, how do we get involved in skateboarding, what does skateboarding mean to you? And, you know, and I say it pretty much every time we're on the air, and that is – you know, ultimately skateboarding has become the reason, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, this last Sunday when I didn't make out of Taylor, it was because I celebrated my birthday and our friend's birthday a little too much on Saturday night, and I was...
Didn't seem like it at the time.
Yeah,
though,
it didn't seem like it at the time. But
when you wake up...
And also, you know, we were outside for about 14 hours that day, and my allergies weren't necessarily doing me any favors, but you know, I felt really guilty the next day because as much as I wanted to go skating, I know I couldn't, right? And, you know, you learn those limitations because if your balance is off, I mean, at least for me, I mean, I used to be able to, you know, I'm drunk and go skate, you know, and now like, man, I got to be bright, you know?
Well,
I got to be fully
and
bright.
When we're young, we can drink and fall and not feel it, you know, for a while. But yeah, Sunday was rough for me, man. You know, and you and I don't drink
very much at all.
We don't drink too much. We don't drink. We don't get blackout drunk. We don't make asses of ourselves as far as I know.
I had six beers on Saturday.
I think I had four or five drinks.
Over a period of, 7 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
But
so
that'll still put on you.
Still hurt. Yeah. So
I mean, I got to Taylor and I was a little shaky. I had to take a couple runs and then decide if I wanted to try and leave the ground and grab something. There were three or four times and I just tried to do a little transfer. I couldn't even grab my board.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it was. Like, I went for it once and I went under it and it's like, nah, I'm not. I'll just film.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I shouldn't have tried so hard.
Right.
I should have just.
Well, just don't. I don't want to go skate somewhere and then be disappointed because I can't. I can't live up to my potential.
Yeah, and I thought I could skate it out, and ultimately, I was just. I mean, I wasn't terribly hungover. It was just like, man, it was early. It was. I went to bed at 3.
Yeah, slept in your clothes.
You know, woke up on the chair in my jacket and beanie, with my feet on the table. It was silly.
Yeah,
I was tired. We'd been skating.
It was a long day. It was a long day. And then our second episode, our second episode was our first guest.
Yeah, my buddy Alan from Houston.
From Houston. So, you know, we talked about, you know, friendships and bonds that formed through skateboarding, you know.
Mm-hmm. And last. Like there was no time in between.
Yeah.
I mean, Alan and I have stayed in touch our whole lives, but... You know, if for some reason we don't actually speak to each other for 6 months, that next conversation is yesterday.
Why does it matter?
Absolutely. It's all good. That's family. That's broism. What do you call it? That's
bromance.
That's a bromance, if you will.
Yeah, that's such a terrible term.
It's a weird thing to say.
That's some made up TV bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
And I hate that crap.
Yeah.
God, I hate that crap.
It's some hashtag bullshit. hashtag bullshit.
And then our third episode was with Bryce Miller.
That was a banger.
And Jason the Dominator Wren.
Mm-hmm. The Dom.
Yeah. And we covered all the Stupid Fest stuff that went on during that time in October.
Some DIY things.
Some DIY
going on
stuff going
around town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never was skateboarding.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, man. So I think all in all, man, we've had some really good episodes thus far.
I think they've all been fantastic.
Yeah, I think they've all been
fantastic. I've had fun, and that's what matters. And you know, Rob Meyer,
Yeah, man. That was our fourth episode.
Major playa in your world. Yeah. And in the community.
In the community. You know? And he rips, dude. God, he's so good.
Man, those frontside 5-0 grinds.
Yeah. And not only that, dude, but like for my birthday, man, he went above and beyond. And he did all these if you don't know me on Facebook and you don't know Rob on Facebook or whatever, man, he took this picture of he and I that got taken on his birthday, because his birthday was
the week before.
Was Sunday of that week before. Right. November 10th, and we had a big session over at Pflugerville and took this picture, and he basically cropped my face onto a bunch of badass stuff, man.
You know what he did, dude? You know what he did? You know what he did?
Yeah, man, he showed some love.
He bedazzled you.
Yeah, he totally, bejeweled.
He bejeweled.
Hey,
speaking of Pflugerville, who got hurt at Pflugerville?
Let's see. Who got hurt at Pflugerville? Let's see. That would be, oh my gosh, was it Chase Tejas?
And you know what?
Yeah,
I hate to say this because people are going to get the wrong impression of me, but I think if they know me and they've been out with me, they know. I was fucking hungover that day, too.
Were you hungover that day?
Yes, because the night before, we did something.
I don't remember.
We did something the night before.
Oh, no, we did a podcast the night before. We did a podcast with Spermy Jermy.
Yeah.
Spermy Germs and Gnarly Till. And then we went and had, we had birthday drinks for Rob's birthday.
Yeah.
See, man, November is hard because everybody who's born in November, right? I mean, these are all Valentine's Day babies, right? So I tell everybody all the time, like, man, shit, she gave it up for a box of chocolates and some pink champagne. And so, I know, right? Which one is it? Do you remember?
I think
it's this one?
Do it.
Hey, all right. That's dumb, dude. Jesus Christ. So, so November's hard because everybody has a birthday in November, man, and everybody wants to go out and celebrate and have drinks.
You're right.
You know, and so, you know, but November's over, right? So now all we got to do mostly.
We're getting there.
November. Well, I think, oh, man, is today the 18th?
It's the
18th. I got to wish my buddy Dan Walker down in Corpus Christi, bass player, badass dude.
Sweet Daddy?
No. He's played it, man. He plays in so many bands. Yeah. Now, Sweet Daddy's Jerry Moore.
Okay.
Jerry Moore, Nathan McLean,
okay.
Chris Garcia, and Kelly Moore.
Can I say something real quick? You know who's playing Wednesday night at Empire?
Who's playing Wednesday night at Empire?
Pennywise in the Bronx.
Really?
Tickets are $25 plus a $4.57 building fee.
A building
tickets
fee?
Tickets are $30.
Are they going to make the Empire? Are they going to make Empire better?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
That's funny. So anyway. No offense to Empire, but it's a small venue, man. It's
half outside.
Yeah.
Sound is okay. It's a concrete floor with open everywhere, so it's specific as to
you get to go see Pennywise in the Bronx, man.
It'd be fun, man. The Bronx is.
I saw Johnny Marr there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm. It was Johnny Marr, so it was good, no matter what.
We were just talking about his royalty checks the other day, too, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. That Nissan commercial from the early 2000s with How Soon Is Now.
Yeah.
You know, the Smiths, man. Yeah, so I'm sure he's doing okay.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story with that is if you can patent something, get a copyright on something, have any kind of mechanical rights to anything, do it now. Yeah, do it early on if you can.
Why wait?
Why wait?
Yeah. Do it now.
Why wait? Do it now. And then we had Brett Roper on last episode that we had.
That was the last one.
Brett was our last episode.
Brett was here.
And Brett was a lot of fun, man.
Brett is a lot of fun. Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, man, we had a great time skating with him on Saturday as well. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Him and Kerry Jackson, you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me.
Carjacks was there.
Carjack was there, man. Doing smiling frontside grinds.
Yeah.
Big old smile frontside grinds, man. Yeah. It was good stuff.
It was fun.
It was good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and Brett and I have got this business going, and it's awesome. I'm going to get to see him a lot more. And
yeah.
We've really been hanging out a lot more this past year. He was gone for a while, and he's one of the best guys that I've ever met in my life.
And Texas Glitter, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that, you know, that's kind of a little recap of the six episodes thus far, this one being number seven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our goal is to inform and entertain.
Inform and entertain and be informed ourselves.
And so we're going to inform everybody right now. There's a debate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is pads or no pads.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chase, so tell me, when you got hurt at Pflugerville, were you wearing pads? No, I you was, just took them I off. Was 15 you just minutes took be, them off,
before
right?
Before that,
right?
And just that seems to be the only time that I get hurt. Really, is after a session, and I'm just playing skate, doing 80s tricks with Howard. I was just rolling backwards, which you know I do very
you,
well.
Man, you go backwards really well.
And I was just rolling, and I leaned some funny way. And you know when you're rolling backwards and you lean a funny way,
there's no recovery.
Your body goes like 6 feet in the air, and yeah. You land flat, and landed right on my knee and laughed, and then wiped blood from my jeans yesterday. I ripped a scab off on Saturday and had to get bandaged up. So I've got it on all corners right now.
Yeah.
And so do you. And
yep. But you know, I wear pads, right? So I wear pads. I wear padded shorts underneath my shorts.
You go all out.
Yeah, because trust me, they've saved my ass a couple of times. You know, not a sponsor, but man, Tortoise Hip Protection.
Right on.
Man, they make a really, really, really good padded short. They slide on. They're kind of like bike shorts, right? Like cyclist shorts.
Uh-huh.
They got a bunch of padding in the hips and the butt and the tailbone.
Yeah.
You know, one suggestion to Tortoise.
They make your butt look good.
Make a fly. Build in like a little, maybe like some Velcro or a button.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, you know, if you got to go tinkle, man, you know.
It ain't like surfing.
It ain't like surfing, right. And, and if it was a hot day, I don't think it would matter, but you know, I wear padded shorts. I wear Pro Design elbow pads.
The best elbow pads.
Best elbow pads money can buy. I wear a wrist guard and a glove on my left hand now because, you know, my left hand is screwed from that kid I saved.
Uh-huh. You saved his life.
I saved his life, man. If I would have hit him, I don't know if you're not familiar. I was at Wells Branch Skate Park, and there's this line that I got in the pool, and I come out of a pocket at probably, you know, 10 miles an hour minimum, right? I'm hauling ass. And I look up, and there's this kid coming right at me. And
on
a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I couldn't turn. There was just no way I could turn. I was going to hit him no matter what. So I just jumped as high as I could. My feet clipped his tire. Sent me into the wall. There was a week that went by that I wasn't sure if my wrist was broken or not. It wasn't, thank God.
It had a hairline fracture.
There was no fracture. The X-ray was inconclusive, but they treated it like it was a hairline fracture until I got the MRI. I was fully padded. If I wasn't wearing any pads at all, something would have, my elbow probably would have cracked open.
Well, that's where I broke my arm.
And that's where you broke your arm. But yeah, man, I pad up fully, no matter what I'm riding, no matter where I go. And a lot of that has to do with being, you know, skating in the 80s, right? Where, you know, everybody learned how to bail to their knees. And it's just natural for me to go to my knees. And what I hear from a lot of the younger skaters are I just learned how to run out of everything or just slide down on my butt or whatever it is.
What they say a lot of the time is, I don't know how to slide on my knees.
I don't know how to slide on my knees. And
that's something you have to learn to do.
Yeah,
if you're going to skate big transitions in concrete and vert ramps, it's just much easier.
Well, not only that, but I mean, it's going to save your feet. It's going to save your knees. I mean, I don't care what kind of shoe you're wearing. When you jump out of something and you're, you know, 10 feet in the air and you land halfway down the transition, that's going to hurt.
Well, I was going to say a second ago that for Christmas, I've got for you, I've got a custom pair of padded socks on the way.
Custom pair of padded socks.
Padded socks, so it can round out the whole.
I like it.
Stormtrooper outfit.
It's hockey player, man.
Right.
It's a hockey player. I was thinking about getting some hockey shorts.
Well, at some point, somebody's going to invent a helmet with a face guard of some type.
Oh, that's our, like, they're out there.
Do they use those?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, no, the face guard. Yeah, you can get a hockey helmet. You just get a hockey helmet.
I think that's what we should start doing from now on.
I think I'm going to order a hockey helmet from now on. I mean, if it protects you, those dudes go down hard and they hit their head on solid ice.
And each other's.
And each
bodies
other's.
Bodies and glass.
And sticks and 2-inch pucks.
2-inch plexiglass. And, pucks. Those pucks, have you ever held real hockey puck?
Yeah, they're frozen solid before the damn,
It's the hardest chunk of round rubber you'll ever, it sucks, man.
Keep that shit.
Because I used to play hockey when I was younger, and you get hit in the nuts with one of those.
You got all your teeth? Real teeth?
Well.
You got any fake teeth?
I don't have any fake teeth, and I don't have all my real teeth because chemo took a couple of them last year, so. I do have all the front ones.
Yeah, you got a good smile, man.
Yeah,
if I have smile. ever told you that?
Oh no.
Well, you got you.
Thank
do.
You. Thank
yeah,
you.
I appreciate that.
Apparently, I have.
I appreciate your smile.
Swag.
Swag. That that's what Tamika said, man.
Tamika told me that I have a swag swagger.
Yeah, I think it's you definitely do have like some weird walk, man.
Yeah.
Like,
gorilla.
You got some sedated gorilla.
Sedated gorilla. I like that. Sedated
so
gorilla.
So I have to cop to where I heard that. Okay. A friend of ours, I'm not going to say any names, his son said to us one time, he goes, yeah, man, you came home and you're like bouncing off the walls like comes some kind of sedated gorilla.
I like it.
So no names to protect the innocent. But yeah, so that's where I got that from. Sedated Gorilla. Sedated Gorilla. It's a great thing, man. Maybe
that's the band name.
Maybe Sedated Gorilla. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Or yeah, man, the Stone Chimps.
No, the Drunk Chimps. Because
the Drunk Chimps.
Because chimpanzees in the forest, they'll find the fruit that's been rotting and it starts to ferment and it makes alcohol and they get like drunk it. As
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they make bad decisions and get eaten by a giant spider.
And koalas primarily eat eucalyptus leaves. And so that's why they're so mellow all the time. Slow.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be easy to punch a koala in the face because he couldn't block it, right? They're so slow. It'd be like,
why would you, though, man?
No, but why would you?
Why would you punch a koala in the face?
I'm just saying.
You ever seen that movie, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane?
Oh, yeah.
And they hang the koala, and at the end, they're like, you didn't think they really fucking killed a koala? That's
dude, that movie.
I love that movie. If you've never seen The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, watch that movie. It's hilarious, man.
That's Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. Hit pay dirt with K dirt. Yeah, absolutely.
Back in the day. Yeah. His heyday.
Well, that was actually before he got real, before he blew up really, really big. So,
right. Yeah.
It was a early career movie for also Lauren Holly. So why are we talking about
Dumb
movies,
and Dumber?
Dude? Dumb and Dumber.
I don't know. There's no skateboard in Dumb There's and no Dumber skate. That I remember.
Yeah, no, but it's funny. And I remember I remember skating my board, riding my skateboard over to a friend's house and smoking a little happy grass and watching Dumb and Dumber. And, when they put all those spices on that dude's hamburger, that scene,
my God,
kills
that because when he starts to laugh and he's like, that's the one.
Yeah,
eat your pills are good, or you know, the squirts the.
Yeah, the mustard
man,
everywhere. In
that
the
was hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
I've watched that scene. I don't know how many times over and over again.
So, you know. And how many times do I tell you, hey, man, how come you don't have your pads on? And I feel like a dick when I do that, by the way.
No. So
I feel like a total and complete dick. And like, and then when you fell the other day, I was fully padded. I watched you fall and you hurt your elbow. And I actually told you some shit. I was like, hey, you weren't wearing your fucking pads,
right.
were you?
I had the wrist guard on, which is the most important thing. But then, you know, and I have a point about that. First of all, if you were to ask me pads or no pads, my answer to you is it depends. But if you get a kid up here who rips... and he's not wearing his pads, I'm going to tell him, dude, just throw your knee pads on. If you're not going to wear anything, just put a helmet and knee pads on. Cause these guys have learned how to run out of their tricks for the most part, you know, or slide out. But if you miss and go to your knees on skate light or gator skin or concrete, that stuff takes your skin off. Like mother.
Yeah, it does.
And so my theory about pads or no pads is, yeah, for sure, I encourage pads, all pads. When I go to bamboo ramp, I think from now on it's important that I wear helmet, wrist guards, and elbow pads because
You hit your head too.
I don't fall on my knees over there. I can jump off stuff, and I'm kind of learning that what my limits are again at this age and of – you know, having taken a few breaks and being active on the board. But, man, yeah, you know, for safety concerns, wear your pads, at least your helmet. And that's something, you know, Adam Powell, we see him skating a lot.
Yeah.
He wears a helmet always, no matter what. He had no knee pads, no anything else. Yeah,
but he wears a helmet.
But he wears a helmet.
Yeah, man, and I want to say he got a badass backside grab over that little hip right there, man.
Did you see it somewhere?
I saw it. Yeah, somebody posted it online.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, and, man. Way to go at him, man.
Yeah, we were coaching him, man. We were like, Brett and I were standing there getting all technical with how it should be done.
Well, he grabbed behind his foot.
Yeah, that's a way... That's where I grab.
That's where you grab.
Because if I grab in front of my foot, my back foot will fly off and I'll eat shit.
I gotcha.
See, I could get better at it, but it's just not. So, yeah, man, pads. I think pads, pads, pads. I cannot ever skate. I'm terrified to even stand on my board and roll without a wrist guard on this hand because of the screws and the rod that's in there.
Yeah, it's better than what it was originally.
It's bionic now.
Yeah, man, you are part machine.
And when I go to concerts, they think that I'm smuggling contraband under my skin. I have to carry a picture of the X-ray around in a big manila envelope, and it's a pain in the ass because
whatever. You just keep it on your. Let me show you my proof.
Yeah. We went to a show at Stubbs, and I still had the cast on. It was 2 weeks after surgery, I guess, and I was like, "Yeah, I had surgery." She's like, "Cool." She didn't even look. It was the Velcro cast, right? She didn't even look under it or anything. She
so
said,
you could have
cool,
you could have had a knife.
I could have had a katana.
Katana.
A katana. A katana. Under there. Not a motorcycle. But a sword. Oh, I got a sword.
A little mini bike under your wrist guard. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So but hey man, if you follow what we do, you know that we got a pretty cool new logo. Up on the podcast.
I think it's awesome.
And I just want to say that, so since this is skateboarding, we also have something cool to announce. And so first things first is got a bunch of boards coming out.
Voluptuous.
They're going to be a little combination, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to have a voluptuous Skate Big top print, if you're familiar with that one. And then we're going to have our Dropping in Texas logo on the bottom.
Yeah.
And so if you want something to commemorate the podcast, if you want a quality skateboard with a logo on it, these are all popsicles. Now, I want to be real clear about my popsicles. I don't actually make these popsicles. I get these from a gentleman out of Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Ryan over at Drifter Skateboards. Makes a quality popsicle skateboard. Quality. I have a couple of people that have a younger fellow. His name is Joaquin, and he rips. Joaquin rips, and I supply Joaquin skateboards, voluptuous skateboards.
Right on.
So you've skated with Joaquin over at Wells Branch a number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. His dad comes out, sits and watches. His dad's that dude, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, and so got Joaquin on some voluptuous skateboards, but we're gonna have these out. If you make it out to Easy 7,
bam!
Yeah, we're gonna be there.
Yeah, that's gonna be an interesting event because we're actually gonna set up a booth type situation. Yeah,
we'll have boards, t-shirts. We'll have t-shirts for Dropping in Texas. We'll have some voluptuous skateboards t-shirts.
Possibly some stickers.
Yeah, man, I got that going on today, as a matter of fact. And some Chica Dura stuff as well.
Yeah, so it'll be a cool thing.
Yeah.
It'll be a very cool thing. I skated the new Shazam model.
The Shazam model.
Skate Big Shazam model on Sunday, and I like it. I also like the big voluptuous shapes that I have.
Yeah.
I feel like it's okay to have a couple of different setups for whatever you want. Some some guys go, I got a ditch board, a pool board. Instead of changing wheels all the time, why not just set up a soft wheel board for ditch, set up a different one for your pool skating.
Right on.
I don't think I'll skate the popsicle in the pool just because I like a big.
Yeah, I don't skate the popsicle I ride. I don't skate it in the pool. I skate it at Wells Branch. So, because Wells Branch is small. It's a small pool.
It's mainly a street course with some transitions.
Some transitions in it. So.
I just like to go fast around there. Kinda.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Fun. Just hauling ass, listen to the wind whistle by your helmet.
Typically watching the moon.
Watching the moon outside. And slide into the hot tub.
Maybe watching a little baseball practice in the field.
Yeah,
next door.
Soccer practice. Soccer practice. Yeah, or as the Europeans call it, football.
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 Yeah. Football.
Football. So, if you guys out there, man, if you're interested, you can send us an email. What's your new email address, Chase?
I don't remember.
You don't remember, do you?
Nah. Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, I got to look it up.
I think it's Chase at VSkateboards.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Is it CT?
No.
Is it not
CT at drop in in Texas?
Is that set up?
Yeah, well, I set up the email, so it's ready to go.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So it's Hondo at droppininTexas.com. And it's CTX at Droppin in Texas. Now there's no G, on the dropping. Okay.
Right, it's Droppin.
Droppin, Droppin, Texas, all one word, .com. Send us an email, man. When you get to our, we'll update the page to have our email addresses on it. If there's anything that you want us to talk about, if you want to.
Is that one still work?
That one still works. Okay. Yeah, but that's different.
But we've got our own dropping
yeah.
in.
Yeah, we got the dropping
some,
in.
Some
yeah.
separation of, yeah. of separation entities, of powers. Powers, yeah. if you will. Yeah.
So if you have anything you want us to talk about, if you'd like to be a sponsor of our show, let us know. We also do, we've been asked to do some product reviews. We'll know more about that later. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you have a product that you want us to review, I don't care what it is, man. I mean, it could be a fly swatter for all I care.
It could be a bottle of Epsom salt.
Come on, Dr. Teals, please.
Or it could be a bottle of fine bourbon. If you'd like us to try your bourbon, just send us a bottle.
we're happy to try bourbon. But only in moderation.
You can reach us also on Instagram. At Hondo Hank, at Voluptuous Skateboards, at Droppin' in Texas. And we have a Facebook page of the same name.
Right.
Or my Instagram, HS Gun Drummer CTX.
Yep.
So there's a million ways.
There's a million
no
ways
excuses
to get us.
For not letting us hear from you.
Right.
Send us something. Send us some words. You want to be on the podcast? We'll put you on the list.
Yeah, we'll put you on the list because it's growing.
Yeah, and I had a couple guys that I've been talking to in other cities saying, hey, I'd love to be on the podcast if that fits with your format. And my question was, do you love skateboarding? Do you love to skate? Do you love the skate lifestyle? Are you involved in it? Well, of course. Well, then it fits our format.
While our name is dropping in Texas, I think it's more indicative of that. We're in Texas, and we love Texas skateboarding, and we're going to talk Texas skateboarding, man. But if somebody from another state wants to show up and talk about their scene, their crew, come on.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. The love doesn't stop at our border.
Right.
It goes, you know, it's infinite. So,
right.
Only thing is we ask if you don't speak English, we're going to need you to bring an interpreter.
A translator.
You know?
Because there's some people from, like, Ohio.
Right, and
I don't
understand what they're talking about. Yeah. I don't speak that language.
And speaking of Ohio, I want to give a big shout out to
Ohio,
not to Ohio. It's round on both corners and high in the middle. I want to give a big shout out to Andrew Wasserman, man. He showed up at the session on Saturday at the Bamboo Ramp, man.
Tandrew,
yeah, El Guapo de Ohio.
El Guapo.
He did some stuff, man. He did some stuff. He got a backside roll in on the ramp.
So Saturday we were able to witness more firsts for other people, which is always awesome because the stoke is insane and the support is rad.
I didn't turn in that front side 50-50, man. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not apologizing to you. I'm apologizing to me.
Oh.
Yeah, because I just totally cowered out, man.
That's okay. You know? So. That's all right. You do it when you're ready, man.
Those front side 50-50s are scary.
They sure are. But you got your rock and rolls and your other.
I almost got that front side rock and roll too.
Yeah. So I don't look good when I do not swagger in and out of front side rock and
rolls.
But
you got some front side swagger.
I got a little front side. I got Smith grinds. I got some fakey going backwards, and then I'd make it go forward just a couple tricks. And
speaking of front side, that's the first turn I ever completed was a front side turn. I learned how to go front side before I learned how to go backside.
I wish that would have been the case for me.
Yeah. But you were a surfer. It seems like that would be the obvious choice. So there's a question for our listeners out there. So if you get over to the Instagram page, hit us up with a hashtag and let us know if, hashtag frontside, hashtag backside. Let us know which turn did you go first?
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Let us know which turn you went first. Yeah, man. That'd be pretty cool.
I bet a lot of people won't remember.
I bet you a lot of people will. I mean, yeah, because like you talked to Michelle, man.
First grind.
My very first grind on like a transition or on ground.
Yeah, transition, ramp.
My first grind. So this is a cool story. There was this dude, I don't remember his name, but he had, like, in Corpus Christi, we used to have these like classified ads, but it wasn't part of the newspaper, right? It was called the Penny Saver, right? And it was just full of ads. And somebody had placed an ad in the Penny Saver that said, you know, free half pipe, come get it. And so I had my uncle
bring a truck and
had my uncle take me over there. And it was a 8 foot tall, 8 foot wide with 8 foot, 8 feet of flat half pipe in somebody's backyard.
It was just all eight.
This is how long 2x4s are. Right. We cut it into three parts. Right. And I took one side of the transition all the way down to the flat, loaded up at the back of the truck. And then my uncle got called to go to work. And I never went back and picked up the rest of the ramp, but I had this 8 foot quarter pipe, right? And it was kind of in my backyard. And it was in my backyard. And I lived with my grandmother, and she had a detached garage. And I'd get in the back of the detached garage, and I'd start pushing my ass off. I'd come out of the garage, do a little ollie over the little lip that was right there to get out of the garage, mm-hmm. come down the driveway just a tad bit, and then go up there. And I would, my first grind, and I had nailed on PVC coping onto this shit. Right?
I was about to ask what kind of coping.
Yeah,
you had.
Nailed it on. And man, I swear to God, just based on the way it felt, I couldn't see it, of course, but I went up there, big old front side turn. And I swear to God, it was like these. One of these beautiful, totally hung up front side grinds where mm-hmm. you're all, you know, twisted back over looking mm-hmm. just, you know,
it's like a slash grind.
Like a full on slash grind where your board is just completely vertical by the time you're ready to come back in. I know, honey, we'll get you some food in a minute. And so say hi, say everybody, this is my dogs, Mia and Agador Spartacus. Yeah. How about that? Yeah, I'm sure you know their names before. But it was totally accidental, and I didn't realize that I had grinded so far. But there was a good chunk of the PVC missing out of the coping because it just ate into my kingpin, and then right at the back of the kingpin, it just took a big long sliver, and it looked like a big, it was like a 6 foot ribbon came out of my trucks. It was crazy. But that was my first grind on transition, and it was front side.
That coping was dangerous when we used PVC.
It's terrible,
when
dude.
When it broke, it got really sharp.
Oh, yeah.
And if you didn't fix the broken piece right away, somebody was slicing their skin on it. Plus, so, yeah. You know, first grind. We nailed it in. You know?
Yeah, so yeah. No, it was nailed in. Yeah.
Sticking out.
Well, I drilled a hole, right? And mm-hmm. I nailed it in as far as it would go. And then I took a punch, and then I nailed it in the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Or a screwdriver or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but PVC coping, man, that was a bad idea. But hey, man, the 80s were full of
bad ideas.
Yeah, figuring it out.
Hey, look, from all these bad ideas came a lot of great stuff.
Right.
And I can't wait until all these beautiful, what did I say yesterday? I've never seen so many beautiful piles of wood that were once ramps.
Yeah.
There's like three or four of them sitting
right
in town,
now.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully my ramp will be done by Christmas, so we can have a Christmas Day session.
Yeah, because that'll be probably my last one.
Right, come over and come
for
over
a while.
Come over and unwrap your front side grind.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
you did not.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So, what about you, man? Front the first grind on transition, front side or back side?
I think I'm trying to remember the first ramps that I skated. One of the first ramps, vert ramps I skated was the Kahuna. So
12 feet tall.
I've got to think back to 86, 87 when I found out about Skate Park of Houston, 86, I think. I had skated a couple of ramps. There was this one ramp, and I think it was out in Round Rock, and it was in the woods behind one of those Round Rock subdivisions, Shenandoah or something. And it was 7 feet.
Shenandoah Valley.
It was 7 feet with 6 inches of vert. 12 feet wide.
7 feet with six inches of vert.
It had about 10 foot of flat.
Oh,
I
wow.
think that I got up to a grind on that. It also had PVC coping.
Front side or backside?
I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure backside.
Okay.
And then I never did much front side anything on the Kahuna. Just roll in, drop in, like right at the coping backside airs. Backside grinds, grabbing the nose, not on top 5-0, just across.
Yeah, just doing a turn grind.
So yeah, it was. I think it was at that ramp in Round Rock where I actually pumped up. I didn't drop in. I wasn't dropping in yet, but right. I was getting to that point where once you get up and you can put a wheel over, you can drop in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or just go up there and hold your nose and lean forward. And I mean the nose of your skateboard, not the nose on right. your face.
Not like a swimming pool before you
the
jump
reason,
in.
And the reason I say that is
you
because...
You have those friends, right?
No, will, seriously.
Every, when they jump in the pool, they hold their nose, and you're like, just don't breathe in. Like
I'll tell you that. So we were at a we had a half pipe in Corpus, and this dude wanted to learn how to drop in. And so we go, man, just get up there and hold your nose and lean forward. And the dude went up there, and he grabbed his face. Grabbed his nose on his face and he leaned forward and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I meant the nose of your skateboard.
He thought it was his ritual. It was his first time. This is what you do.
It's like
you
a gang initiation. Man. Yeah, man. And he so he went to go drop ridiculous. In and then he just jumped off the board. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, hey man, I've done some stupid shit on a skateboard myself. So well, and even recently.
There was that clip of no, not going to mention names, but a certain somebody we know, one of their children attempted a drop in at a local ramp and went
straight
down.
We don't want to talk about that.
And broke a leg.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that because that was hardcore, man. And,
oof, you know, that video was.
Yeah, I don't like watching that.
It made me hurt.
I don't want to watch that. So, but yeah, man, hashtag us front side or backside and let us know what's the first turn you made on your skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. So yeah. that'll also tell us if anybody actually listened that far.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah,
exactly. See,
it's an Easter egg.
It's an Easter egg.
It's an Easter egg. So, but now with that, man, we're a little over an hour, man.
Wow.
And, you know, so I think
that was fast.
I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap her on up and give you guys a little reprieve from the longer podcast that we've been doing lately.
Sure.
That's
something else that I would actually like to know. What's better for the listeners? Does an hour get it done? Does an hour and a half get it done? Depends on how, you know, your commute, because a lot of our listeners and friends listen on the way to work or on the way home. And so, yeah, let us know, man. Just how about give us a little bit of feedback? Give us some front side or some backside feedback.
Yeah,
one or the other.
Let's do that. Yeah. I'm down, man. And like I said, if you guys want to, there's a topic you want us to talk about, we're happy to talk about it, you know, for a little while, or maybe dedicate a whole show to it, depending on what's out there.
Right, the content for sure. And if there's a trivia, if you have any trivia, if you want to know anything, or if there's something you'd like us to mention on the podcast, just you have to contact us.
Right,
because we don't fucking read minds.
Well, I do.
I do too, but
no, I don't read anybody else's mind but my own. So that's a dumb thing to say. I don't know why I said
that's funny. It's made creep, creep, creep. Creep, creep, creep.
Wrong button. It's this one.
Crickets.
That's the one. All right.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
So what do we have coming up? We've got the Easy 7 contest.
So we got the Easy 7 contest coming up.
That's the 28th.
That's the
30th.
The 28th is Thanksgiving.
30th.
30th. Yeah. 3-0.
That's in Houston in Oak Forest.
Yep.
We will be there. Yep. We're going to do our best to do a remote podcast. There are a couple of logistical issues. I think they're minor, but I think we're going to pull it off.
I think we can make it happen.
At least we're going to make a showing in my hometown and expose some of that scene to what we're doing, your stuff and Voluptuous and Chicadura. And,
yeah, man, get a little Houston stoke going on.
Yeah, man. Yeah for sure.
And then after that, you're going to be absent for a little while.
Well, I'm going to, starting in January... and we're gonna redo a couple things on the podcast. Like we said earlier, things are happening pretty fast, and we may be in some aspects, not many, and definitely we may just be getting a little big for our britches at the moment. So there's a couple of technical things that need to change. We need to open up a couple avenues, and we're gonna do that.
Luckily, we know a guy.
We know a guy.
Yeah, we know.
And we are guys.
We know a guy who just happens to be talking right now.
And we are guys too. I think.
Yeah.
As far as I remember,
something like that.
So yeah, there's gonna be a little bit of a transition around that time. We may stack a couple episodes. We may take 2 weeks off for Christmas.
We might.
So
yeah. It might not be a bad idea. You know, that might even give us an opportunity to travel somewhere and interview some people,
right.
You know, that have some deep roots in skateboarding.
Yeah, I'd like to get down to Corpus at some point, and if we're lucky, there's some waves, and we can grab a couple longboards.
I know a guy who's got who's got some longboards. George Gutierrez, GG, my brother. Voluptuous surfboards. Longboards, in fact.
Talk about it like it's sexy.
Dude, man. Those surfboards are incredible. So, yeah, man. That water's cold.
That water's cold.
That water's cold, man. Say goodbye to it.
You know, this past few days, it's been up in my body anyway.
Yeah,
so.
It's terribly cold these past few days.
It's just the wet cold sucks, man. Yeah. Like, you can skate in the cold. But you can't skate in the wet, cold, or do anything else.
No, you can't.
Other than be wet and cold.
Yeah, that's no fun. So, but with that, man, we'll be seeing you again very, very soon. We're probably gonna have one more podcast before
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I have a Thanksgiving spectacular.
Yeah, man.
And then we'll have an easy seven summary wrap up. You know, we'll go from there. But that's all I got, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm good for tonight. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Send us a note. And thanks to all of our sponsors. And we'll see you at the park.
Yeah, man, we'll see you out there skating. And just remember, as always say, get your wheels down as often as you can. Keep the sun out of your eyes and always be yourself.